Hey yo, this is the Big O and you tuned into the Ashman Hour.
Thank you. social, economic, and other ladders. Even in their own countries, other groups are stacked on top of them, one right after the other. The same thing that Marcus Garvey saw when he moved around the world. How can you say you, your children have, must have the same education as a white child? When you tell me that the wealth of the world is located on the African continent and located in the lands of non-whites, when you tell me that Japan, which has no natural resources at all, and yet is seen as one of the richest and most powerful nations on earth, that you want your children to have the same education, you have to be out of your mind.
Garland was born of Dutch and Native American colonial exchange. A quiet country girl at first, living free of all the tall buildings, honking horns, and newfound underground railroads we know today. Playing quietly in the woods north of downtown Manhattan, unaware of impending motherhood to sons named Renaissance and daughters named New Amsterdam's Hope. 1873, she became a city girl, though. Still unaware of her coming reputation as what many would call the literary, musical, political, and creative capital of Black America, Lady Harlem. Between 1873 and 1920, before the Depression and after all that servitude, she would supply the ink that flowed from the pens of Hughes, McKay, and Dunbar, and their shared thoughts would soon become fertilizer for the new Negro's consciousness. On the east side, she would oversee barrio gatherings, stocked with rice, beans, and syncopated rhythms of Puente, Colón, Cruz, Lebeau, and Palmieri.
Call it what you will, but you will always be Lady Harlem. Little burning Peace.